Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. A Year of Forest School Outdoor Play and Skill Building Fun for Every Season is a practical nonfiction guide by Jane Worrell. Written within the forest school tradition of nature-based learning. Published as a paperback resource for parents, teachers, carers, and outdoor educators, it organizes activities around the seasons so children can return to the natural world throughout the year rather than treating outdoor play as occasional or supplementary. The book focuses on hands-on games, crafts, survival skills, and exploratory tasks that help children build confidence, physical coordination, creativity, and environmental awareness. Its approach reflects the broader forest school philosophy, which values regular access to woodland or natural settings, managed risk, and child-led discovery. Rather than presenting theory alone, the book is designed as a usable activity manual that supports adults who want structured but flexible ways to engage children outdoors in meaningful and developmentally useful play. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, season-based organization turns outdoor learning into a repeatable yearly practice. One of the book's defining features is its seasonal structure. Instead of listing unrelated activities, it arranges outdoor play around spring, summer, autumn, and winter, which makes the content responsive to weather, light, plant life, and the changing conditions of the natural environment. This matters because forest school work depends on place and season as much as on activity design. A mudcraft, a foraging task, or a shelter building session becomes more relevant when it is tied to what children can actually observe and do at that time of year. The seasonal framework also helps adults plan without forcing a fixed curriculum onto the outdoors. It encourages repeated visits to the same places, allowing children to notice continuity and change across the year. That repetition is important in forest school practice, because familiarity with the site often deepens both confidence and ecological awareness. The result is a practical pattern for sustained engagement, rather than a one-off collection of nature games. Secondly, forest school philosophy is translated into concrete activity design. The book is not just about being outdoors, it is about how the forest school ethos shapes learning. Forest school emphasizes confidence, self-esteem, independence, and hands-on experience in natural settings. And this title applies those principles through activities that are simple enough to run, but open enough for child-led variation. The tasks are meant to be guided by adults without becoming overly controlled, which is a key distinction in this educational approach. Children are encouraged to make choices, solve problems, and participate actively rather than follow a rigid set of instructions. That design helps explain why the book appeals to both educators and parents. It offers structure while still leaving room for play, improvisation, and local adaptation. The practical value lies in its ability to turn an abstract philosophy into everyday planning. Instead of speaking only about the benefits of outdoor learning, the book shows how those benefits can be produced through specific experiences that combine exploration, creativity, and manageable challenge. Thirdly, risk, resilience, and physical development are treated as essential parts of play. A Year of Forest School gives a clear place to manageable risk, which is one reason it stands apart from many mainstream activity books. The outdoor tasks are not presented as risk-free entertainment, but as experiences in which children can test limits safely, learn judgment, and build resilience. This reflects the forest school belief that encountering minor risk is part of healthy development, climbing, handling tools, building shelters, making fire-related preparations. Or, working with natural materials all require attention and responsible supervision, but they also give children a chance to develop bodily control and problem-solving capacity. The book's emphasis on physical engagement is therefore not incidental, it is central to the learning model. Outdoor play is treated as a way to strengthen coordination, endurance, and confidence in movement, while also supporting social and cognitive growth. By linking challenge with play, the book offers a more realistic view of how children develop practical competence. It frames outdoor activity as a setting for growth through effort, observation, and experience rather than passive recreation. Fourthly, nature crafts and survival activities connect imagination with practical skill. The activity range in the book combines creative making with survival-oriented and practical outdoor skills, and that combination is one of its most useful qualities. Nature crafts help children notice materials such as sticks, leaves, stones, clay, petals, and other found objects, turning the environment into a source of creative expression. At the same time, skill-building tasks such as shelter building, knotwork, fire-related preparation, or simple foraging introduce functional knowledge that can be used in real outdoor settings. This pairing prevents the book from becoming either purely artistic or purely technical. Instead, it shows how imaginative play can support practical learning and vice versa. Children are more likely to remember and enjoy skills when they are embedded in a playful context. And they are more likely to engage deeply with craft when it comes from direct observation of the natural world. The book's strength is that it treats making and learning as intertwined rather than separate. That makes the activities adaptable for families, schools, and forest school groups with different goals and levels of experience. Lastly, the book responds to modern concerns about indoor childhood and nature deficit, beyond its immediate activity ideas. The book also speaks to a broader cultural problem: children spending too much time indoors and too little time in natural environments. The filtered source material connects the book to concerns such as childhood obesity, reduced outdoor freedom, screen time, and weaker mental well-being. And the forest school approach is presented as one response to those issues. While the book is not a medical or policy text, its practical design reflects the belief that regular outdoor play can support healthier habits and a better relationship with the natural world. This makes it relevant not only as an activity manual, but also as a corrective to overstructured or sedentary routines. The benefit is not simply exercise. It is a richer form of engagement that includes sensory experience, observation, cooperation, and curiosity. In that sense, the book positions outdoor learning as both educational and restorative. It offers adults a usable framework for reintroducing nature into children's lives in a way that is regular, meaningful, and tied to everyday family or classroom practice. In conclusion, a year of forest school will be most valuable to parents, teachers, carers, homeschoolers, and forest school leaders who want a dependable source of outdoor activities rooted in a clear educational philosophy. It is especially useful for adults who need ideas that work across different seasons and do not require elaborate preparation or specialist equipment. The practical benefit of the book is its combination of structure and flexibility. It gives readers a year-round framework while still leaving room to adapt activities to local settings, group sizes, and children's abilities. Its intellectual value lies in how clearly it connects play with development, showing that outdoor games, crafts, and skills can support confidence, resilience, physical coordination, and nature awareness. Compared with many children's activity books, it stands out because it is not just a list of things to do outside. It is grounded in forest school principles and in the idea that repeated contact with natural places can shape learning over time. For readers looking for a resource that is practical, seasonal, and educational without being overly formal, this book occupies a strong and distinctive position in its category. If you would like to support Jane Wuerl, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.